KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. This is Taylor Morgan alongside Rusty Cannon. Rusty, you and I have been talking a little bit off air about some of the challenges facing Utah, yeah. facing Salt Lake City and our communities. And homelessness, right, is immediately top of mind.
Top of the list.
And it's all too easy to perhaps just paint homeless Utahns with a very broad brush and make some easy assumptions about their choices and their circumstances. And I'm guilty. I'll be vulnerable and acknowledge that I have been very guilty of maybe jumping to many conclusions about many folks here in our community that are homeless. I am really excited about a new campaign that has recently launched here in Utah to help us really rethink how we see homelessness and those who are experiencing homelessness. I was watching some of the conference sessions over the weekend. I wasn't really doing a good job of watching, Rusty, I have to admit. But during some of the breaks between the sessions, I saw these new commercials, at least new to me, for what is called Project Human Dignity.
Yeah,
that was making some very compelling, heartfelt arguments about those who are going through a period of homelessness. And I have to say it caught my attention. It made me pause and it made me kind of reflect and perhaps even rethink this issue and how I see those that are struggling with this issue. Well, we are so fortunate to have joining us here on KSL at night the executive director for the Miller Family Office, also involved very directly with what is called the Human or Project Human Dignity, Dawn Sterling. Welcome to KSL at Night. Can you tell us what is Project Human Dignity?
Sure. First of all, thank you for having me, and we're glad that you were able to see some of those commercials and that it caused you to pause and think a little bit.
It really did, yeah.
Project Human Dignity was really the outgrowth of there's been a ton of work for a long, long time done by many people in our community to help those experiencing homelessness. It is a hard issue. The solves are not easily found. There's great work being done. But when you're working and trying to assist and interfacing with humans, we're all different. And we all have our own different paths. And we have the things that we all struggle with. And Project Human Dignity really came out of the efforts of an organization called the Utah Impact Partnership. Utah Impact Partnership is a group that came together a few years back, and it's made up of civic leaders, those in the homelessness space, and philanthropists, really to raise awareness on behalf of those experiencing homelessness. And to generate and create some community involvement. And I'm like you. When I saw the spots, and I live downtown, I see things every day, and I know it's hard for all of us to see other humans who are suffering. At times we see things and we see people and we make snap judgments. And many times those judgments are not correct, and they're far off of where they should be. And so this really is an effort to say, hey, we're mothers, we're fathers, we're kids, we're veterans, we're people who have succeeded but maybe are on having hard times right now. And it's just to create a better human connection between ourselves and those who may be in need and need some assistance.
Yeah, so much of the conversation, Dawn, is about the mechanics and about the policy details of how we address the homelessness crisis. And it is such a difficult, complex, tough problem to address that often lost in that conversation is really the people, right, that need help, the people that are experiencing homelessness. And I really appreciate how the Project Human Dignity outlines kind of these four pillars. I'm on your website, projecthumandignity.org. Listeners, I encourage you to go and check this out. But your group talks about challenging public perception, inspiring action, advocating for progress, and building a compassionate community. So with those kind of principles in mind, how does challenging public perception, in your opinion, translate to better policy outcomes?
There's a general concept in the effort to help others, which is called proximity. Oftentimes, we can sit in our homes and look and maybe drive by a situation or drive by a problem and then go home and think about it and say, oh, I have all the answers. I know what needs to be done. And really what you find, and I think this is true of those experiencing homelessness, that the more we are willing to be proximate, meaning are we willing to sit down and have a conversation with somebody that is experiencing homelessness or somebody that had experienced homelessness is in that and is now out, what made the difference? I've had some experiences in my life. My mother suffered from deep mental illness. She was bipolar OCD, a really tough thing to go through for her. And there were times, and I lived in another city from my mom, lived in big cities. We lived in New York. We lived in Boston. And fortunately, my mother was housed. But I would see people on the street and say to myself, first of all, there's a person who I would imagine their mother or father is worried about them. There's a person who is probably sending up prayers that somebody that runs into this person will be kind and will be willing to help out and will be willing to assist. And in my prayers and in my thoughts, I would just hope there were people in my mom's circle that would take good care of her and wouldn't let her come to harm, even though she had these deep mental issues. Okay. So the thing about Project Human Dignity is hopefully it provides us and to see those faces. And I was moved. The Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation was able to be supportive in a funding way. And Gail, there are a lot of people that are doing a lot of great work. One of those people is Gail Miller when it comes to trying to help those
definitely
experiencing homelessness. But when you begin to think, what can I do? Well, that's the first question that you begin to ask yourself. And if the spots and those commercials cause you and your family and your friends to stop and say, hey, what is it that I could do? Or, hey, should I feel differently about those that I'm seeing on the street or in a homeless resource center or that are having a challenging moment? First of all, if it moves us to more empathy, if it moves us to more thoughtfulness, hey, I may not be able to help this person, but I could maybe make a contribution to Utah Impact Partnership or to the Road Home or to any number of service providers out there. It's not an issue or a situation that will ever totally leave us.
Yeah.
We know the.
No question. No, Don, thank you so much. We can't thank you enough for joining us here on KSL at Night, for the amazing work that you are doing at Project Human Dignity. Listeners, we encourage you to visit the website projecthumandignity.org to learn more. Don, we will have you back very soon to talk more about this. Unfortunately, we're out of time tonight, but really,
no worries.
Thank you
for
so much.
Me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Rusty, what a great conversation.
It was awesome what they're doing.
They've already opened my heart and made me rethink. And listen, I'm just one person, and I'm very grateful for this effort. I do believe it will help. Coming up next, Rusty, the weather is beautiful outside. It is forecasted to be beautiful outside this weekend, which means it is time to spend your Saturday inside a convention hall at a county convention.
It is.
We're going to talk all about it after this.